Well, I'll tell you. I was riding his motorcycle about 70 miles an hour over this hill, you see, and there was this little blue Nova that didn't see I was there, and bam, a big messy accident. But in about 2 weeks, I should be able to start walking, so. All right, we're going to do one we haven't done in a while. Because you guys seem like an easygoing bunch, you know what I mean? So why don't we hit it? We'll be right back. surveillance and hassled if they look slightly different than the expectations of the enforcement officials. And the reason for that is that somebody who's very rich, who doesn't even go into the park really, calls them and tells them that there's terrible traffic going on, when in reality, it's the same people who are allowing this terrible traffic to go on. Now, I'm not saying that I know this for a fact, but I am saying that I'm from the city, I live in the city, we live in the city, and this happens in this place. So next time you're walking to the park, somebody looks like you, or maybe you, or you, or you, or you, or you, yeah, you, that guy, him, anybody in our crew, that stoner house man. I mean, and you walk up through the park minding your own business. In the merry, merry month of May, and suddenly you are taken by surprise by some kind of radio frequency. You think back to Compton Square 1986, and you kind of say, hey, you know, this could happen. That could be a terrible, terrible danger. So if you're walking through there late at night and the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, trust those hairs. Saying it's gonna happen, but it has happened, so it could happen. Now what was it? Oh yeah. What about your two finger murder top of mine? I guess it's on another part of your grand design of mine. Should I tell you something pretty, so you'll hear my way of life? Or should I come up from behind with some stone and bloody rusty? Rolls his joints with his $50 bill. I'm off in some other park, and I'm laughing at you still.